and as I passed Settle's cottage, stopped at the doorway to say, "How do you do?" to him. As the door was shut, I thought that he was out and merely knocked for form's sake, or through habit, not expecting to get an answer. To my surprise, I heard a feeble voice from within, though what was said I could not hear. I entered at once and found Jacob lying half-dressed upon his bed. He was as pale as death, and the sweat was simply rolling off his face. His hands were unconsciously gripping the bedclothes as a drowning man holds on to whatever he may grasp. As I came in, he half arose, with a wild, hunted look in his eyes, which were wide open and staring, as though something of horror had come before him. But when he recognized me, he sank back onto the couch with a smothered sob of relief and closed his eyes. I stood by him for a while, quite a minute or two, while he gasped. Then he opened his eyes and looked at me, but with such a despairing, woeful expression that, as I am a living man, I would have rather seen that frozen look of horror. I sat down beside him and asked after his health. For a while he would not answer me except to say that he was not ill, but then, after scrutinizing me closely, he half arose on his elbow and said, "I thank you kindly, sir, but I'm simply telling you the truth. I'm not ill.